הנה כלל עבודת הבורים ברוך הוא שכל עיקר ודוסה הם בתפילה הם בשעה דברים אפילו גשמים להפריד הטוב מן הרע. To be mafred toiv minara. Everything is avodas abirum. Ki mishor shechata adam rishon, from the time adam rishon was chayte, sar v'chol davar toiv v'ra. Right? These are sides that we discuss. Hein b'neshamas, hein b'toira, hein b'sha'a dvarim gashmim. Everything is a mixture of tarubas of toiv v'ra. Shechol davar yishchiyus abayir baruch. V'lachin tzorech lasik b'toira l'chosei akushis. V'chein b'achila kol davar ma'achol. Kolin shayichon is a nechel amar. Person feels the geshmak. Kolzman shemuruv toiv v'rash uchiyusa is baruch l'mal. Now if he sees, he feels the geshmak in the food. It smells tasty. What's he sensing over here? He's sensing the neshama of the food. He's sensing the gashmis of the food seems geshmak. Chakach kesh nizbar ha'oichel mitech apsaylus. When ha'oichel is nizbar from apsaylus, v'nisha achiyus b'sayich adam ha'oichloi. Said Nira Arab, it must arroy lo, da'ino atsoya. That was what he thought was gishmak, becomes the tachlis amis. Feldi kazach. In other words, the ikar void in these inyan is two. There's Torah and there's achila. Both inyanim of peh. Two big birurim have to take place. Through Torah and through Achila. On a practical level, on a simple level, the Ikar Biru is the Chalidei Achila. Right? That's why Lechem is an Ashim Lachama. The Ikar Lachama is to be Mevar, the Netzoitz is Dafka from Achila. Therefore, the Dada Mishan was Choyte Bachila, so the Tikkun has to be Bachila. It's Choyte Er Shabbos, so that's why the Suda Shabbos is a Suda which is Mevura already. Right? Bayer is also. So it's Mevur because it's Mevura already. Kachol that a person Suda Shabbos is more mevura. In other words, kachol a person puts more emphasis on the kedusha and the machol of Suda Shabbos, and that's how much it's going to be easier for him during the week when he's at the milchema. When lechem is milosha milchama, so we don't call it lechem Shabbos, we call it chalas. Lechem milchama, there's no milchama in Shabbos. Lechem is milosha milchama. So the more the person has a mevureristic achila on Shabbos. So the more the person would be mevarer the achila be moisachal. The ikar avoid of Shabbos is avoid achila. First mitzvah kai is shol God mitzvah achila is called Pesach. It's the first mitzvah, but everything is totally. Tzaddik says everything is totally on the achila. Achila makes the biggest birurim. And the practical, the pashat is tight shel that is what you see. The body that makes the birurim, it's doichel b'soilus. And it's it digests ma'akal the oichel. That's a big birur, and it's only a marshal to the birur and ruchnis. And a person eats l'shem shemayim, etc. So then he's mamish mevari. He's moitzi all the netzaitos of achila, the line the oichel. It's ikke in your birur. So a person has to realize that it was a chet of achila. It's a das, and every achila that a person has to somewhat be mevari. That's why the neshama is that mizvara through achila. Achila is a mardika. Tyre is also a Mardik HaKoyach HaBiru. And so you see that Bavli Yerushalmi, so Bavli is a Melchama. Bavli is a Melchama. Melchamta Shul Tyre. Right? Soinim Zezah, they hated each other. All Bavli is all the heated discussions and arguing that they had together. It's also like a Lechem. It's a Bechina Melchama. Tyre is called Lechem. But at the end, you come to the end. You have to be Mivara. Then you come to the Biru. That's the whole inyan of everything we're doing, bein b'toira, bein b'achila, is the bechina of the birur. It's all totally on the peh, because the peh is also is machnis, and the peh is also, like we said, the peh is the bechina of yisod, the chas v'shan, but it's also something that takes in that's the peh is the mevara of a person. So that's why a person is both b'dibur and both b'achila, which is the peh. A person is to. Business to be mevar, business to do everything to Shem Shemayim. The Keinian of Achila is taka the bir and itzaitzus, and in the midbar, so then the bisamigdash, and again the bisamigdash was the ikar mitzvah of a korban, was the korban should be nechal, koinim oichlin, hobalim ischaprim, because every avera comes from the ra slept you away, the ra in the toy, the bilbil. In other words, if there be a clarity, so we'd see the ra, like he's saying, we'd see the ra. The ra would look like tzoya. So nobody would ever do an avera. Right? So why is there an avera? There's an avera because there's toiv and ra. So therefore you think it's toiv, what you're seeing is toiv, you feel it's a toiv. The toiv you're feeling is not the chitzonis of the food, that's the tzaya of the food. The toiv you're feeling is the pnimius of the food. That's what you see, but it's mevulbel, toiv ra. So maybe therefore the achila has to be mevulbel. That's the Indian of Bimeinu on. On one hand, there's a Maradik Espashtus of Torah, and so we know that all the Birurim are coming back. So Chaini, there's a big Espashtus of food, the restaurants, all these types of things, which is really Ke'ilu Zekinegetzeh. Zekinegetzeh. They're eating for the Taiva and different courses and those and yens. It's whatever Torah is doing life, the person's got to be careful that shouldn't take away. Because the mere fact that you see that there's a Maradik Ribu in Torah, that shows that we're very close to Gula. Because the Torah is in Bavli. It could be a room of Torah. It came from times of Golos. And there, that's where all the Birurim are. In Mitzrayim, those Birurim of Torah. The Zohar HaKadosh says, Choymeh Belevenim, Choymeh is a Kalva Choymeh, Levenim is Libun Alocha. So every time we go into Golos, there's Birurim. And the Mavara, that's how we take the Tzaytzin out of Golos. So when there's a Merdeka Ribui of Torah, it shows that there's Merdeka Birurim taking place. Oh, but a person must forget the Achila Shabbat as well. That's why Suda Shabbos is so important. Suda Shabbos is so important because it's a koyach to eat without a macham. It's a koyach to eat without a macham. To taste what it means, a biradik. What does it mean, a biradik? Suda Shabbos is pshat that the neshama and the guf is hainu hach. The shama is nizn from the food as much as the bechina, the guf is nizn from the food. So there's no melchama. There's no melchama. That's the Suda Shabbos. And to feed the Suda Shabbos, that's how a person will have a hatzlocha dika Shabbos. Shabbos prepares for the melchama. Shabbos prepares a person for the melchama. But that's the person's realize that's the ikka avoida. And especially as the mirror of the soil Hashem, the soil Azazel. In other words, the biggest kapora, the helix, the top of the year, is that mirror. All the mirror and klai shall made throughout the year. That's the bechina that feeds the soil Hashem and soil Azazel. That's the tachlis of mirror. Even though they look the same and they're the same height and they cost the same, right? Which is the soil Hashem and soil Azazel. Over there, there's avodas habirur takes place. In other words, Yom Kippur Zazah is such a holy day where on Yom Kippur we look at Esau and Imam looks like the Tzoya that he's talking about over here. The person looks at the person that he becomes so gehoyben that he looks at all the averus he's done, he looks at everything, and as soon as everything, all the negative things he's done, he makes his own cheshbon nefesh. As soon as they all seem to him mamish doicha, the Beis HaKisei, then he's reached the level. That's why a person comes out of the bathroom, make a bracha, shiyotzas adam b'chachma. Come on, the Beis HaMedrash, you should make such a bracha. Shiyotzas adam b'chachma. Where you oisik b'chachma? In the Beis HaKisei and the Beis HaMedrash, love. Come out of the Beis HaKisei, shiyotzas adam b'chachma. The Teretz is, achachma b'chachma is the koyach ha-bira. Zarekot, b'chachma is b'riru. The moichin ha-mavar. The pshat is, the person comes out of the Beis HaKisei, he has to make a cheshman ha-nefesh. The Eligan Noam HaMelech says, even in the Beis HaKisei, a person got to realize Nimshel Kabahimus Nidmu, and a person got to realize that the whole Chelika and not Neshama of his, and the whole Chelika Olam, which is not Neshama Dik, is the whole Emes. Kilo comes out in the Beis HaKisei, it's the whole Emes, it's the Birod of the whole Emes. So that's the Bracha of Ashiyotza Sa'od Mechochma. You know, the Chochma is Biriro. So Emes, the Beis HaKisei is the biggest biro. It's the biggest biro. And that same biro we have to make from Torah as well. So all the kashas that we're going through are only making avodas biro. Avodas biro goes with the whole kasha. You know, the whole kasha, like just like the stomach, and there's an ikul, and it's this, and there's a whole geshaft. Sometimes a person has a few, has got a stomachache. The avodas biro doesn't always go easy. It's a shver avod, it's a machom. So it's the same machina with the Torah. Talmud Bavli was the Talmud that was making biro. Talmud Yerushalmi went to Halacha straight away. That was the Bechinas Ora, that was an Ora Melech Tchila. But the Avoida of Birurim, that's a Shvera, but that's a Bechina to be Boichle, a Shvera Avoida. That's the Bechina of Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik chose the Shvera Avoida. He went down to Mitzrayim. Yosef HaTzadik is the Sherish of Mishnah, Mishnah HaMelech. He's the Sherish of Mishnah, he's the Sherish of Tosh Ba'al Peh of all the Machlokes, and it's a very Shver Avoida. But each of the brothers went to a different type. Roy Etzoyim is a Mechun as Yushalmi and is a Mechun as Bavli. But the Birurim is that Yosef makes the Birurim. Yosef prepared all the Birurim, Eke Birurim, the Birurim and Tzaitzim came out of Mitzrayim. And most of the Rapach and Tzaitzim when the Sakin came out of Mitzrayim, in Mitzrayim. And that was the Avoida Yosef Tzatik chose. So that's what he's saying over here. So where did he saw the person, the Bidmusa, he sees the Rab Bidmusa Royal at Ayn Atzoya. Person who can have a geschmack for Yitzhahara, that's the geschmack for Yitzhahara, he has a taiva, is pushing him towards the Yitzhahara, that's the greatest bilbil of Toivin Ra. Because the Yitzhahara himself, the Ra itself, is sickening. And if you have a geschmack for it, so that's the greatest, that's the greatest chin of Toivin Ra. I think the only chush that wasn't nichshal in the chet of Adam Rishon was the chush of reich. It says nechma leinayim, nechma lemare, that's the reiya, nechma this, and she touched it. That's the chush of mishush, and then her tishma, she heard everything. Every chush besides the chush of reich. Chush of reich is a chush that's still kaddish b'torah. That's the bechinam of Shabbos. Shabbos is mavura. So Shabbos comes in, we smell the hadassim. Shabbos goes out, we smell the b'samim. That's all the chushim that on the spara that on Shabbos, because on Shabbos we have shaykh to the there's no bilbil, no shaykhs. That's what we discussed before, that there are tzaddikim who didn't learn Torah Shabbat Peh on Shabbos, because Torah Shabbat Peh is Bavli, Torah Shabbat Peh is mevur, is needs birur. Shabbos is a yom which is mevur. Shabbos is day tzachayim. And Nechoyel is the Bechin of Yosef that goes into Melchoma. That's Yosef, the 6 days of the week is connected Yosef, the Shishu Sifra Mishnah, Midas HaYisod, Midas HaShishis, is that's the Avoid of Yosef Tzadik. Shabbos is the Bechin where the Torah Shabbat Peh is Nis'ala into Torah Shabbat Peh. All in the Tzaitzim, and the person is Mavara through all his learning and his Kashas and his Terutzim during the week. So they're Oyel on Shabbos, because Shabbos is the Bechin of his Barers. Torah, it's a big Sugya, as we discussed off and on this whole Sugya. See one small piece. New type of limo, this. Well, Ishaich Tashukosech Vu Yimshulbach.
Have you finished this piece?
Ah, sorry, I finished this piece. Sorry. Where do we get up to inside? Right, the malachim chashuvim b'madrega. Why didn't they get the Torah? Ach v'rak ach achet adam rishon shnes arav atoyv v'ra hutzpu levar atoyv shu begalus dainu arav ziyef shekim ba'adam shu ma'uruf mitoyv v'ra v'oz efshe shivar atoyv shu b'atoyra haridei dvekusoy v'sichle v'slav v'slibo mitaruvus Rosh Bo. That's what am I shabena answer the malachim? Klum yitzahar yish b'neichem. What's the tshuva? Klum yitzahar yish b'neichem. Tzu chalakim of Torah. There's a Torah that's behirus, like you said, Yerushalmi. There's a Torah that's behirus, right? And there's a Torah that you got to go have mechamas. Right? It's the sod of yitzahar baruch hashem. Yitzahar is yitzir malachim oelam yitzir. And that's yitzahar. There's an aura there. Yitzir malachim living in a moedik aur. But they haven't got shaykhs to an aura that's in Bar Choshech. Bar Choshech is Bria is higher. Bria is hecher. Melachim and Yitzir haven't got shaykhs to an aura that's only in this aura, Yisra and Aura and Choshech. That's the aura that comes out of a Birav. Yisra and Aura and Choshech. When we take the aura out of the Choshech, that's a greater aura that comes out. Like a person's more excited after a whole bilbil, and then he gets in the end to, as we discussed, what's the last Masechta in Shas, his Masechta is Nida. Why? Because what's Nida? Nida is Pirut. Oh, it's only Pirut to be Mavar to bring the Achdus. That type of Limud came after the Chet of Adam Rishon. His Nida only started from Chava. The Talmud Bavli is a Talmud which causes Pirut. It's Choshech, causes Pirut. Oh, but at the end, it's only Kedei Lechava Val Bala Kashar Rishoina. Don't think so. It's a Bilbul Dika Limud. The last Gemara in Nida is Alocha is Tanu de Melio Kol Hashon Alochas B'chol Yom. Don't think you don't come to Alocha at the end. Rather you come to Alocha, you come to You come to a Mordek Halacha at the end. You come to a Mordek Halacha, but it's Halacha Lamaisa that comes through Melchama. So therefore, the whole Bureau of Bavli, so the Melachim can't get them out. Olam HaBriya is called Olam HaKisi. Kisa Kovitz is an Olam HaBriya. You learn most of the time in Yeshiva and Koyel, you learn Torah, one learns Torah Shabbal Peh. That's why it's called Yeshiva. Because the Torah that you learn in Yeshiva comes from Olam HaBriya. That's the Olam HaKisi. That's why we sit during, sitting during Krishna is because Olam HaBriya is Olam HaKisi. So you sit, it's called the Yeshiva, if you stand, but it's called the Yeshiva. That's the choshech going into the choshech. But machashakim oishivani is that Talmud Bavli. So the Gemara Sanhedrin of Chavdala. The Gemara there Chavdala and Sanhedrin talks about how they machablin zeh and it's Israel they were noichin zeh lo zeh. So Malachim ki lo shayach to Yerushalmi. But the Talmud Bavli, that's a Talmud of Birurim. It's a Talmud of Bavel. It's a Talmud of Bavel. It's Moshe Bavel. So it says it's Bavel. Tosfos says it's Bavel. Mishnah Gemara. Oh, it's bottle, bottle, and bechinas toivara. It's all mixed. It's all bottled together. It's bechinas toivara, and the kashas and everything is the melchama to get to the emes, and that's why the melachim can't have such toivara. It's a hecher. It's a merdeka hecher toivara. The toivara of bria is a hecher toivara. That's why in Avarava we ask the higher name of Masura Sech. Why do we ask that brichas toivara? The toivara says the brichas toivara is the mitzvah of Talmud Toivara. Brach of Avarava is going on the choshech to get toivara. It's going on the Ur of Torah that's hidden in the Choshech. In that bracha in Abba Rabba, we ask for Hori Neinu B'Sarasach. That's being the Galad Ur Agonis. It's coming from all the Choshech, coming from all the Hastaras, coming from all the Malgushim. The earlier shtick. That's Torah Bria. That's what Malachim can't do. The person has to realize that in Kabbalah it says, the shleimest type of limit is when you learn through all the machlokesim and you masik shmei tzalib de'elchus. Why? Because Shabbos you've gone through the whole bilvul and you come out with the behirus. That's Talmud going through the whole Talmud Bavli and finishing up with Talmud Ve'aliyo kol hashar halachas b'chol yom. So here this is a moedik in the sign. That's why the ikin yonim of shalei lishma we discussed it once before already on Torah Shabbal Peh. Because what has to happen is that you've got to be mevara the toiv and ra. So you want to learn Torah to mevara toiv and ra, and comes along the yitzhara and he throws you all these kavanas shlei lishma and this and that stops you from doing birurim. Okay, then you're being mevalbel the toiv and ra even more. Shaking lulav is not so difficult to shake lishma, right? But eating is an avoider, so you know this shal shudas, you're so full already, so it's an achila lishma. But achila is an avoider lishma, because kilu the satan yitzhar is this thing, an achila and an toira, because those are the two things that are making the birurim. Whenever you're making a birur, all the shalai lishma does, it takes away, you'll be mavar to take the toiv away, and instead it makes you push the toiv, makes the bilbul even deeper. Are you learning toira? You learn toira shalai lishma, so it makes the bilbul even greater.
I've read that spiritual mzuchar also. You're full. We've been knocking the tea, like you lost the tire, but you zechet to have ways of your room. Even you're full.
I hear. Especially after the meal.
Yeah. After the meal, you're full. That's the nechum of the tea, man. You gotta be matana.
Stop getting into eat. Don't think it's you're full already, you can't eat. No, fuck it. Eat lishma. Eat lishma. That's the shaykh. It's the Shabbos. The Shabbos is like the achila. Achila and Shabbos is lishma. A person's got to be a real shaita that is achila, shouldn't be ma'ir. Because even a person just says a shtik lishma, that's some food. So mavur Shabbos, that some food is already amazing in the Shabbos as well. That's the babish a person has an anti, only kulay taiva. Doesn't want to hear lishem kedusha Shabbos, lishem. Kovit Shabbos, it's very nice. It says, "Ozer shishibar atoyed atoyed with mechusar esrichel eslabdim mitaruz rashi bavzeh uif shakim b'seichel avi shenira lo shuvo ibed Hashem avi kain shugamken ma'uruf v'loy die she'ena mevarer oh And I'm Shema Arab Yose. No, he's not Mavari. A person Chasron can be Ma'arab Mo. The Moshav, Echadim El Chaver, Shiyasle Dova Zev, who Oise. Hakocha, Chol Echadim Shteyla upon him. Why does he do it? Favor for his friend. Hoy Shoyev Esadim Shalcha, oh, he likes him. Hoy Shiyarmen, oh, he fears him. Hoy Shnetel Tzchai is getting paid. Eile Ein Boy, and if it's not any of these three, Hakocha, Yitzapel, Eze Tashlim Gmul, Epes. Vigam Zeh Einem, Kamokim, Oise, Shesoy, Vemach Yisorin, Yagiri, Mizeh, Shatzai, Soy, Soy, these are all in Yonah that are not Lishma at Kama Tzasi Ba'at Tokar. Obviously, it seems to be left off in the middle of the. And the Chayyim wants to say that it always comes to the person, you know, why would you do this for. Why? You have to get something out of it. That's the beauty of Torah. You know what the Sefana says? Sefana says in the Sechana on the Pasuk, Migoy Godel, Hashalei Chukim and Mishpatim. Tzadikim kachal ha-Torah hazayis. What's the godless and the chukim and mishpatim of tzadik? So Sfarno says, because of the goyim, nishdo ha-zazach, in the vakazeh, that somebody, a judge, a dying by them, should be dying, and he won't get a kickback from what he's doing. And you see there, they see by Yidin, it's kol kulay emes, it's kol kulay rain, it's kol kulay hilchus dayonis, the dayonim, or kol kulay noki from all zeh. And it's by goy, I can't understand. You do something, she'enim etzape legmul. You're wasting your time. You've got nothing to do with your life. That's lishma. That's the sort of lishma. A person's got to learn Torah lishma. A person's got to eat lishma. All in yonim that are birurim. A person's got to, because that's the pshat we explain. Lishma is l'shem hey. The shechina is what goes down to begalusa. Shechinta begalusa. And the hey, lishma, l'shem hey is the hey tatov, the yudke vavke, which is shechina, which goes down into galus. So therefore, to rescue eating and Torah is rescuing Shechina, it's bringing the Netzaitz, it's bringing the Shechina back in Megalusa. So you have to make sure, dafka, by those two things, let's talk about Torah, because we see Lishma Bika by Torah. You see, by Torah, there's an ending of the shame K. You've got to learn Poshut for bringing the Shechina out of Galusa. Making the Birurim, the Netzaitz, is to bring the Shechina out of Galusa.